Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is Namibia's Heart and Soul. Time is exactly 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. A very good morning to you. And yeah, man, I am going to be having a very interesting conversation as soon as I can get my chair down. That happens sometimes in studio, you know, when you are a tall girly, but it's fine. Listen, it's a Monday. And we're going to be having a very interesting conversation, as I mentioned earlier on, with someone who is not from Namibia, someone who is in our beautiful motherland for the very first time in her entire life. Obviously, you know, when you go through her feed, like on her social media platforms and so forth, it was a very pleasant experience until it wasn't. But we truly just want to celebrate as much as we can, give you your flowers because your content is top tier. So this morning I am having a conversation with Toke. Okay, Toke, how are you doing today?
I am doing pretty good.
You're
Thank
doing
you
good.
For having me.
Are you enjoying the weather today?
Yes, I am.
Right, it's so cool.
The weather is so cool today.
Yes.
When I first came into Namibia, I was complaining about the
heat
so much. I'm like, it's so hot.
Oh, so you got here when it was hot, but did you experience the rain, right?
Yeah, I experienced the rain. I got here in December. I was here for the New Year.
Oh, you were here for you've been here for so long.
Yeah, I've been in Namibia for so long.
At this point, I need to ask you. Yeah. What greetings have you learned? Because I know we obviously wherever you travel, people are very adamant to teach you, you know, greetings in their languages and so forth. What greetings have you learned?
Actually, there's only one person that tried to teach me.
For real?
And it is in the click sound.
Oh, okay.
So every time I try to...
Yeah. Are you getting it right?
I don't want to moderate, but...
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay.
You're okay for now.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So Toke is a travel content creator. And you know what? You actually backpacked through 36 states in Nigeria by road.
Yeah.
And then you also completed Nigeria to Namibia by road.
Yes.
You're originally from Nigeria, right?
Yes, I am.
How different is Namibia to Nigeria from your experience since you've been here long enough?
You know, my Nigerian people are online, so hey guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yes, by the way, Toke is live on her Instagram. That is that Toke lady, and underscore. Do check it out and just show her mad love. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Nigeria is a very busy, fast country.
Yeah.
So when I got into Namibia, it's so like chilled and laid back
and slower. Yes.
And very clean.
Oh, okay.
The cleanliness is top notch. When I move around Namibia, because when I got here, I moved around a lot within like 14 days.
And
every nooks and cranny of Namibia is so neat. And I'm like, okay, this is beautiful. It's a very beautiful country here. So when you look at Nigerians and Namibians, there's a lot of similarity, but we are very distinctive in the way we do things, how fast we are.
Yeah.
Because also, I think the population also play a great role.
Yeah.
But generally, I have come to love Namibia, to be honest.
Yeah.
I like the slow life as well. I like the fact that I can decide to leave my hotel to get here within 10 minutes and I'm here.
Oh, yes. Traffic. We don't really struggle with traffic, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about the one day. Somebody was like, oh, we have traffic. You know, there's a traffic hour. And I'm like, come to my home country.
Yeah, please. Please.
Just come. But yeah, Namibia is such a beautiful country.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I'm enjoying it, to be honest.
No, welcome to Namibia. Honestly, we are very, we take pride in our country in so many ways. I promise you, I could preach to you like for hours. But like, what made you actually take on the journey? Why Namibia? What is it that attracted you to it? Obviously, you were looking at other countries as well.
Yeah.
But why did you decide to come to Namibia?
Prior to this, like you read, I've done my country, 36 states in Nigeria, and I've also traveled across West Africa. So doing that West African journey, there's shout out to Joseph Kafunda, is a Namibian. He's known in the Nigerian tourism space as the forefront runner of representative of Namibian tourism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we know him in Nigeria. So we had this award-winning event, and it was in the country as a recipient of the award as well.
Oh, right.
So we were talking, and you were like, oh, I saw your West African trip. It was beautiful. When are you coming to Nigeria? When are you coming to Namibia? And I'm like, you know what? I can actually do that. You know, it's something that I can do. And they're like, okay, let's plan it. And then I think 2 months later, I give him a call. I'm like, I think I'm coming to Namibia. I just have to find
a way.
I have to find a way to connect the roots because I only travel by land at this time.
Yeah.
And I've traveled to 23 countries in Africa only by road.
Yeah.
So, and then I was like, okay, sure. Let's see. What do we need to put in place? What do we need to plan? I'm like, okay, Namibia, it is there. So Nigeria to Namibia also sounds really fun, like end to end.
Yeah. But like, how long was the journey though, coming from Nigeria to here?
So because I mostly take time in other countries as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm just like
I hear what you mean. Yeah.
I got here December 31st. Mm-hmm. I left Nigeria June 20. So it was about 6 months getting to Namibia.
To actually get here, yeah.
But I've stayed, I traveled across 9 countries.
Mm.
So I stayed in, like, DRC, for instance. I was there for, like, 2.5 months. Wow. Cameroon, I was there for, like, a month.
Mm-hmm.
Rwanda, I was there for, like, a month as well.
Yeah.
So I took my time, you know, exploring countries. I just don't go for 7 days and I'm out. I like to take my time and enjoy what the country has to offer.
Yeah, that's true. You actually do need time, as opposed to just being there for a week and then you enjoy certain things and then that's about it, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? I just really just want to know, like, what do you love the most about these trips that you take? You know what I was thinking too? I was obviously saying this to you off air.
Yeah.
Like, as a woman traveling by road, like, I would be scared. You know, because we also had, obviously, your colleague in the same space, Poppy.
Yeah, Poppy,
she was also on, you know, on the show, and we were having a conversation with her. And Poppy's like, chill. She's like, no, you just, you know, just tell them. I just want to go where. Or send me. And I'm just like, aren't you scared? So aren't you scared to be traveling across these countries?
No.
You're covered by the grace of God. You are covered.
I mean, when you get on the road, fear is not the first thing you feel.
Yeah.
You feel excitement first. Like, oh, I'm doing this.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I'm seeing different culture, different people. I'm experiencing something that is out of my community, that is out of what I've been exposed to, really.
Yeah.
So the first thing you feel is the excitement. So when I'm packing my bags and I'm leaving my house, I don't think of what could go wrong.
I
always think of, oh, now I'm doing this, I'm excited, another journey. So I think what I enjoyed most when I'm traveling is the people. I always people are like my first point of contact when I'm traveling.
Come on
if you meet the wrong kind of people, then the whole experience is going to be frustrating. So people are like the center point of travel, country, community. People are like my center point, and then the attractions, oh my god, you know, I'm a nature girl, and I love to experience things. So I think that when people decide to travel, especially solo, especially for females.
For female travelers,
if people ask what's my protection measures, I don't really have one at the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that, there are people who know where I am at a certain point in time. There are people who can tell, this girl is leaving here and this girl is...
And
I
she's
think,
going
yeah,
to
just
set
few,
point,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. So just few, those few... measures can
to keep in keep, mind
yeah just yeah. keep it in mind, and you know, but okay, at the same time, just don't
overthink
it. Too
at
a lot,
if
you're too at a lot, then everything triggers you, everything and once everything starts to trigger you, then it turns to problem itself, because then you're unsafe being with this person, you're unsafe being around this person, and
it makes sense. It takes away the experience also at the end of
honestly
it all, you know?
Honestly, when this happened, everybody like, come home, it's just start coming. I'm like, hold on, let's take it in. It happens here, let's still take it in. It doesn't mean Namibia is a bad place.
It's
I've
a
been
bad
here
place
for 2 months,
so, and it's been a good ride.
It's been a good ride.
Yeah, because so now to you that's listening, obviously we're going to give you a little bit more context what Toki is actually referring to right now. Like I said, you know, she had an amazing journey here, and you know, it turned not so nice at one point, which is really unfortunate, because Namibia is more than that, right?
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the spaces or the places that you visited in Namibia, on top of your head right now, because you say you've been here for 2 months. Where exactly have you gone? Obviously, you've been to Kapana, because
that's
the first stop for everybody.
The day I got here, my friend African Diary, she's online. She had called me. Oh, where are you? I'm like, I just got to my hostel. She's like, I'm coming. And then she called me and she's like, oh, you need to go and try Namibian food. Namibian food. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, Kapana. And then I'm like, okay, this is Suya in Nigeria. But I get what you mean. It was nice. It was nice. I enjoyed it. Places I've been to. So I've been to Swakop.
You've been to Swakopmund,
yes. I've been to Walvis Bay and all the attractions around them. I've been to the Skeleton Coast. I've been to Trellefontein. I've been to Waterberg. I've been to...
I see you also went to Sossusvlei.
I've been to Dedvli. I've been around a lot.
You were on actually. the Dune 5.
I've been on Dune 45 as
well. Wow.
Yeah, I had laptop. It was lovely.
Right?
The views were so beautiful.
Do you know what it is? Like, for me, it's like so, it's beautiful taking it in, especially if you are, you know, looking for like a reflection time or whatever it is, because that's more than enough time for you to kind of reflect on certain things in your life. But it's just like going up is, you know, fantastic.
Yeah.
But then until you realize you need to come down and you're like, I gotta go back all the way again.
I mean, it was so interesting because I think I was there for like an hour or so because I was with a group and then we do a lot of camping. And so we were taking our time. We're not
okay.
So I was on that dune for like 1 hour and 1 hour, 30 minutes. And as a content creator, you have to take time to create and then time to enjoy the experience.
Also to take everything in,
So during the content creation period, I keep running back and forth the dunes.
Yeah.
Running back. I didn't know I was tired until I was ready to go back. Oh, I started doing free falling. I'm like, I'm just going to...
You know what? Let me just roll down at this point.
Let me just roll down because what? You were just free falling. But one thing I kept saying during my trip around Namibia is customer service.
Yeah.
And is the attention to detail for tourism.
Mm.
It was so glaring that Namibia take tourism seriously.
Yeah.
It was just there. Like, even at camping grounds, I kept going on live and I kept on seeing. Even on camping grounds, you get to see water, you get to see like a pool, you get to see
the facilities
are just right there. All you have to do is just come with your camping tent and you're fine. And I enjoyed every experience and also the people. They're like really welcoming, really warm. Like customer service is the number one experience you get to experience when you get an attraction, because definitely the building can be there, the structures can be there, but if the people you're relating with
come on
and not giving you the smiley,
your experience might not be pleasant.
Every place that I got, I was around the southern and the eastern for like 14 days, and those 14 days, I really did not have a fault.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick one fault. Like, this is one bad experience.
Yeah.
No, every point was so beautiful, and I kept on saying it. I feel like Namibia is ready for more audience and more,
come on,
you know, more conscious.
Yeah, everyone who's listening on your life, please come and visit Namibia.
We've been having a lot of people say, oh, how can I visit Namibia? How do I go about? I have a lot of DMs on how to get into Namibia.
Please plug them so that they can also come and experience the beauty. So running a little bit out of time right now, but okay, you had an unfortunate situation. Obviously you've been here for around about 2 months, like you mentioned. You've had a great time, but please tell us what happened that wasn't so pleasant.
Dear Namibians, if you're hearing this, I love you. I love you guys so much, and so far, it has been an amazing experience. I'm blushing saying it. It has been an amazing experience. So, unfortunately, on the 4th of February, I was in my hotel room. I work late. I'm a late night worker. So, I think I slept around 1:30 p.m. on this day. 1:30 a.m.
A.m., yes.
And, you know, when you're tired, you just sleep. I just slept, like, stretch on. So, my laptop, my phone, my hard drive, everything. Always on the second bed, you know. Let me tell you, when it comes to Namibia, there's always two beds. So
yes, that's true. Single beds,
single bed. So, my gadget was at the other side of the bed, so I dozed off. I think around 3 o'clock, I begin to feel uncomfortable, but I couldn't stand up. Maybe I was tired,
or maybe too exhausted.
Going on, but apparently, I wasn't too exhausted. I think something was being burnt in the room that is making me uncomfortable. Suppressed me to sleep that much. So I think about 4:30 a.m., I woke up. And then when I woke up, I realized that my laptop was gone.
Oh, no.
My phone was gone. My hard drive was gone. My headset was gone. Everything. And that is years of work right there. Because my iDrive has all the content I've created on this journey. My laptop has the content as well. And so it was scary. Because that's the first time we're going to be having such experience, to have someone come into my room
as you're sleeping.
As I was sleeping and get everything. And it was scary. It was a scary experience. So when I woke up, I woke every other person to be like, oh, let's check the footages and see if we can find. But the person was smart enough to avoid the cameras of the hotel. The person has jumped in from the other end of the hotel room. We could see him jumping in, but we couldn't see his face. So the way the hotel room was set up, my room had a sliding window that, you know, at the time it was hot, so the sliding window was open.
Was
so
open,
that,
for the breeze.
So I think the person just came in through the window and took it up and was fast.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that, honestly. Because honestly, speaking of for every Namibian who's listening right now, I promise you that is not the experience that we want for anybody who visits our country to have, right?
Yeah.
But we also can't help but be thankful for the fact that nothing happened to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because in that moment, you could have probably woken up, you know, or anything could have happened. And God, thank God that didn't happen.
Yes.
So the police is involved with this whole situation, right?
Oh, yes, yes. We were able to talk to the police about it, and I think the police are the same everywhere, but
it's tough. But I hope that in this situation that they do come out
and
actually surprise you one day.
Like, yeah, just come like, oh, you
we found your stuff. Please like, come and get your stuff. Yeah,
that's going to be like a plus 10 for Namibia, man.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're hoping they will give us an investigative journalist who is in charge. Who is in charge. We still get in touch with him, and he asks for some details, and he said he's working on it. So I think that's why I'm still like taking my time around here. So to see if, you know, any positive response
feedback comes around. It's okay. We love you. Thank you so much for being in our beautiful motherland. If you are not following that Toke Lady _ on Instagram, you need to go follow her right now. She traveled by road from Nigeria. And honestly, just show her mad love, man. It's very unfortunate that you experienced this. And we truly hope and pray that you get all your stuff back. Do me a little bit of a favor. Say goodbye in your native language.
Okay. Let me do a good solid.
Okay.
Eka Bossy, Fresh FM, ni Namibia. Instagram akwe mini Toke Lady. It's been a good time with my lovely host. And just to say thank you for having me, and Odabo.
Udabo. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Udabo. To you and to everyone who's live on her Instagram. We'll be back obviously with so much more before we say goodbye to you. But for now, we have Robin Thicke on the other side of this. Well, just, you know, for you.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.